Everyone knows that too much sugar is bad for your health. But how bad depends in part on what kind of sugar you consume, explains Dr. Robert Lustig.
Sugar is glucose, which is a carbohydrate, and it's fructose. Now, nutritionists will tell you fructose is a carbohydrate, except for one little problem. Fructose is not metabolized like any other carbohydrate. Fructose is metabolized in the liver to fat. 30% of a fructose load ends up as fat. And so what that means is that when you consume sugar, you're not consuming carbohydrate. You're consuming carbohydrate plus fat together. And that's where you get into problems. Fructose is a dose-dependent, chronic liver toxin.
Lustig is a pediatric endocrinologist at UCSF and the author of the newly published book, Fat Chance, Beating the Odds Against Sugar, Processed Food, Obesity, and Disease. In it, he contradicts conventional thinking about food and health on several fronts. One of them is the significance of the current surge in obesity.
Everybody thinks obesity causes chronic disease. Not true. Obesity is a marker for chronic disease. But 20% of obese people have completely normal metabolism. They don't have any problems with their obesity except that they're obese. On the other hand, 40% of normal people have the same metabolic decompensations that we call metabolic syndrome. They're just not fat. So, without question, it's more likely if you're obese that you will be sick, but you can be sick just being perfectly normal weight. And ultimately, we have learned that it's better to be fit and fat than thin and sick.
Lustig also parts company with those who point to the proliferation of high-fructose corn syrup in soft drinks and processed foods as a leading cause of sugar-related health problems.
The rest of the world doesn't have high-fructose corn syrup, and they have just as much of a problem with all of these chronic diseases, and especially diabetes, as we do. So how do they get it? Well, they're drinking and eating sugar. It's now cheap enough in other countries that they've basically taken our diet and gone us one better. The highest rates of type 2 diabetes are in Saudi Arabia and Malaysia. They don't have high fructose corn syrup. They also don't have alcohol. But boy, oh boy, are they drinking soft drinks like they're going out of style.
By calling attention to the metabolic effects of consuming too much sugar, Dr. Lustig hopes to redirect some of the national conversation about health. But he also realizes that will face huge resistance from other sectors of the economy.
It's breaking the entire medical bank. There's no money for anything else. 75% of all medical expenditures are for chronic disease. We could actually balance the federal budget on the back of changing the food supply. The only people who would be hurt by this are the food manufacturers. And they've had such a free ride for so long, it's not even funny.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.